Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
So a game changer, someone with Alain Gaeilge who's up for the match. The Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald provided some cryptic hints about the party's plans for the presidential election, with a formal announcement being made tomorrow. But that hasn't stopped speculation reaching peak levels. Tabitha Monaghan is political reporter with the Irish Independent and is on the line. Good morning, Tabitha.
Morning, Claire.
Well, the latest news on this is that Jarlath Burns, the GAA president, has ruled himself out again. He was speaking to Marty Morrissey about this morning, according to our own newsroom. So he's out of the picture, despite his name coming up again yesterday. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. And particularly because that, like you said, there were those cryptic messages. Mary Lou MacDonald was throwing crumbs at us reporters that were out of the ploughing championships talking to her. And obviously, the conversation was going to shift towards the presidential election, because they are going to be making this announcement on Saturday in relation to what direction the party was going to be taken. Now, whether or not we are any the wiser after Mary Lou MacDonald's comments yesterday, I think remains to be seen. Yes, Jarlath Burns has ruled himself out again. And I think the reason his name came back up was because of these references potentially to the GAA, like you said, Mary Lou MacDonald saying game changer. When she was asked to specify what she meant by that, she said, well, you know, I mean, game changer, up for the match day. So that's why I think thoughts went to Jarlath Burns. Also, that comment that she made to Raddiana Gaeltachta saying that the candidate that they would back would have a lot of Irish. So potentially, again, Jarlath Burns would have fit into that. So that's why it went there. I suppose where are we at now? I think the minds have narrowed a little bit. It could potentially be Piers Doherty, whose name has been kind of in the ether there. He's very speculated over. And also Catherine Connolly, I think, is definitely still a potential here. Obviously, both are very proficient in Irish. It really comes down to what they announce tomorrow. We really don't know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Catherine Connolly still being in play is an interesting one, because people have said, well, does that qualify as a game changer move? Mm. But we know that Catherine Connolly's team certainly would see it as a game changer for her candidacy, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that it's a good point. It's really what would you consider a game changer to be? Game changer in the broad sense of the campaign, I think it would be the additional candidate, Sinn Féin putting their own candidate forward, somebody like Piers Doherty being able to go in, and then us having a fourth person who is contesting the election. So yes, in that sense, it would be a game changer. But for Catherine Connolly, there's no doubt about it that having Sinn Féin's backing on board would be a game changer for her. It would also mean that she would become the official left candidate. She would be the broad left candidate that many parties, you know, Labour, for example, and Ivana Bacic have expressed frustration at Sinn Féin for their delay in getting on board or making a decision one way or the other. So I think having Sinn Féin, which are a large party, have national reach, having them behind Catherine Connolly and backing her and supporting her campaign would be a game changer for her. But whether or not we would think that is a game changer in the context of the election, I think is another matter.
So when will we know?
Well, no, tomorrow. So Saturday is the day for them. Nominations close on the 24th. And again, you know, people asking Mary Lou MacDonald yesterday, why have you taken so long? And she made the point, well, nominations haven't closed yet. So that's why, you know, we are a large party. We want to consult with absolutely everybody and make a decision. But Mary Lou MacDonald saying she knows exactly the decision that she has made, and she knows the proposal that she is going to be bringing forward tomorrow. So that's when the announcement's going to be made. Again, we were looking at those clues and those hints. She said that at that press conference, when she makes the announcement, Piers Doherty will be with her. And there was a bit of, oh, does that mean potentially Piers Doherty? And then also Michelle O'Neill as well. So we were, oh, maybe it's Michelle O'Neill. So we were potentially reading a little bit too much into what Mary Lou MacDonald was saying yesterday. But actually, it's kind of in the absence of any more information, because unlike maybe Fianna Fáil and some Fianna Fáil backbenchers before Jim Gavin's name had come up, they were, some off record, were happy to have a conversation about how frustrated they were about the process or what they would like to see their party do. But especially since the Sinn Féin leader's intervention yesterday, we haven't heard very much, if anything, from her TDs.
So, I mean, this, as I said, has raised speculation around what Sinn Féin will do to fever pitch. But the other candidates were at the ploughing, of course, over the last couple of days as well. Was there much interest in them as they went around to meet and greet people?
Oh yeah, there really was, and you know, I saw it, all three candidates, and all three candidates did speak to the media when we were down there. And I think Heather Humphreys was very much that was in her element. It was definitely her field or her area. She's been down there so often. Also, you know, as rural affairs minister, this was definitely her patch, and plenty of people flocking to all three candidates, wanting to shake their hands and talk to them. A lot of people saying from their teams that Gaza was coming up quite a lot with those candidates, engaging with them. I suppose I'm not overly surprised by that. It's something that we did anticipate that would come up as a topic in the election, particularly because of the outspoken comments from Michael D. Higgins throughout the conflict, that, you know, he has been very outspoken and hasn't been shy to offer his opinion. So I think a lot of people were interested to hear what they had to say. But, you know, there was plenty of photo ops, climbing walls, shaking hands, kissing babies. It was all there, and it was a really great opportunity for those three candidates. Catherine Connolly, it was her very first time at the Ploughing Championship. She had never been there before. So that's a really important opportunity for her. You know, in the latest Sunday Independent Opinion poll said that, you know, Catherine's actually doing very well in Dublin, but that she really needs to get that extra reach. So, you know, being able to engage with the rural community, not just the farming community, was something that she was very much on top of during the ploughing.
Okay, Tabitha, we'll leave it there, but thank you very much, and we await the Game Changer news tomorrow, as is promised from Sinn Féin. That's Tabitha Monaghan, who's political reporter with the Irish Independent. We'll find out next about this news that the minimum wage may be going up to over €14 an hour. That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.